Hi there. Today I am with Vijay from the Interoperability Technical Strategy team. Vijay, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, JC. It's good to be back. My name is Vijay Rajagopalan. I'm one of the architects in the Interoperability Technical Strategy team.
All right. So today we are here to talk about the Simple API for Cloud Application Services project, which has just been announced today. So can you give us a little bit more background about that?
Sure. Basically, it's an open source effort headed by Zen. And we are very pleased to join this effort, which is also joined by other cloud vendors like IBM, Rackspace as well. The idea behind this initiative is to provide some common application services for PHP developers to target heterogeneous cloud vendor storages.
So why is Microsoft joining the Simple API for Cloud project now?
That's a good question. So I wanted to step back a little bit and give you a bit of a perspective about Azure's interoperability promise. As you know, Windows Azure is an open platform. It supports heterogeneous languages such as C#, VB.NET, PHP, Ruby, and others as well. And it also embraces many of the web industry standards, including HTTP, JSON, REST, POX. And so it is an open and interoperable cloud computing platform. And as part of our commitment to interoperability, we also released the PHP software development kit for Windows Azure Storage. So sort of a speed dial for PHP developers to really target Windows Azure Storage. We released this as an open source project in CodePlex about 6 months back. We collaborated with a company in Belgium called Real Dolmen in this effort. So it's a pretty popular project. And also, we went ahead and contributed this PHP SDK into Zen framework. That's been we've been engaging very deeply with Zen team. And when they came up with this idea to come up with a simple cloud interface for heterogeneous cloud storages, we were really interested in contributing to this project as well.
Okay, so what are you guys planning to release through this project? So, and maybe to explain, you may want to use the whiteboard and give us a little bit of architecture overview of what is this thing look like.
Sure, okay? Absolutely. So let me explain how this works. As you know, cloud computing is a pretty big topic, so I'm going to give you a 3,000-foot level perspective of this. Let's first start with the PHP SDK for Windows Azure that we started. So at the foundation in any cloud computing, and particularly in Windows Azure, you have the Fabric Controller. And on top of that, you have the computation and storage. So this is essentially the overall Windows Azure cloud computing environment. So your web application, whether it's a PHP or a .NET app, lives on top of this. And what we did with the PHP SDK for Windows Azure Storage is essentially Windows Azure exposes blobs, tables, and queues as part of the Windows Azure Storage, which can be accessed through RESTful interface. So we created an abstraction layer right here in PHP language, PHP SDK, to really target the Windows Azure Storage through these RESTful implementation. So the value proposition of the PHP SDK is that a PHP developer doesn't have to learn the intricacies of Windows Azure Storage. Instead, they could start developing the CRUD operations, the create, retrieve, update, delete operations, easily using these strongly typed PHP classes. So that's what we did with the PHP SDK. The way we distributed this is first we contributed this as a open source project under BSD license in CodePlex. We also, later in August, we contributed this to Zen framework. So if you're a PHP developer and you use Zen framework, you can use the Zen framework version of PHP SDK as well. So this is a little bit of background about this overall project. So let me now explain the Simple API for the cloud application service. What does it mean? Why is it needed? I think if I were to be a PHP developer, it gives me part of choice. I don't have to worry about which cloud vendor I'm targeting. Instead, I can write my application logic and storage logic without worrying about different cloud implementation. So in an essence, a PHP developer can use this simplified cloud APIs. Really target, you know, Azure or Rackspace or S3. So the simple API provides a one single interface to access the common storage classes across different heterogeneous cloud vendors. So basically, it provides part of choice, simplicity. So PHP developers don't have to learn multiple storages, storage terms, as well as plumbing code as well.
Okay, well, so then I assume there is a website where people can get more information?
Yes, absolutely. So anyone can go to simplecloudapi.org. It's a one-stop shop to learn more about this project. Again, Microsoft is really pleased to join Zen, IBM, and others in this open initiative to, you know, provide power of choice for PHP developers and also interoperability between PHP and Windows Azure.
All right. Thank you, Vijay.
Thank you.